I'm under the gun here to finish a chapter, so I was wondering if you could kind of pick up the slack here till I'm done.
My whole life is picking up the slack.
I know, but look, all I need is one day without any distractions.
All right, I'll take the kids for the rest of today. You happy?
Well, that's great. But, you know, today's not really a full day when you consider it. It's already 2:30.
What do you want, Ray?
Well, I mean, the publisher wants to see some stuff as soon as possible. So the only time I could work on it would be, I don't know, I guess this weekend.
But this weekend is our camping trip with the Parkers.
Oh, that's right.
You want me to go camping without you, with all the kids? Are you insane?
All right, it's a little extra slack, I know.
Listen, you waste time for over a year, and then you expect me to suffer so you can finally start getting serious.
Well, hey, you don't think I'm going to suffer? I'm sacrificing the most precious thing of all time with my children, huh? You don't think I got Cats in the Cradle playing up here?
I think you got two monkeys and a yo-yo playing.
Yeah. You don't want me to be an author. That's what it is, because it'll be a book tour and then the groupies. Oh.
Now there's a sad bunch of women.
Yeah. Sad but happy, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on. What, you want me to beg? I'm no good at asking for help. It's my biggest flaw. Don't be mean. Come on. Feel bad for me. Help me. It's my dream to write a book.
All right.
Ha-ha. Right. You love my yo-yo monkeys.
Yeah. All right, but listen, while we're gone, you work.
Yes.
Yes?
Right, absolutely.
You do not play golf. You do not watch TV.
Right. No fun.
No, I'm not kidding, Ray.
I know. No kidding. No fun. I promise. Stop looking at me.
And, you know, if you break that promise, I'll know.
I know you'll know. And then you'll have to punish me.
Oh, I'll punish you.
Oh, yeah?
Seriously, Ray, I'll hurt you. Work, Ray. Hey, you guys go straight upstairs. Go right to the bath, right? Don't touch anything.
Hi, dears.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back, Deborah. How was your camping vacation?
What's going on?
Raylan said you weren't getting back until tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, but between the rain and the bugs and the kids going nuts, I decided we had enough vacation. Is he in the office?
Hi. Oh, you're all muddy.
What are you doing, Ray?
Okay, all right, listen. I know what you're thinking.
Really? Then why aren't you protecting yourself?
No, listen. I finished, okay? I ended up working through the night, and I finished the first chapter. And then this morning, I was able to knock off the second, and then I faxed it over to the guy.
Raymond worked very hard so he'd get it all done so you could have some time to relax. Like you.
Ray, after everything we discussed, how could you go out?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, this is me. I gotta take this.
Hello.
Hi, Robin. You want some angel food cake and chocolate sauce?
Of course. Listen, I have some news that...
Hey, how come he got so much chocolate sauce?
You got the same amount.
No. Look at all that chocolate sauce. You told me I couldn't have any more chocolate sauce because you didn't have enough. Huh? I get two drops and he gets a river. It's a lake. Look how much he gets. How do you explain that? What, are you messing with my head?
Well, I can't mess with your hair.
All right, listen, I wanted you guys to know...
Hey, I just want to understand one thing. Why is it your mission in life to avoid spending time with your family?
That was my agent. He said the publisher read my stuff and they decided they don't want me to write the book.
Oh, Ray, I'm sorry.
I don't understand what happened.
I don't know, Ma. Guess they didn't think it was good.
Were there spelling errors?
It's the Yankees. How can you screw that up?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm sorry, Raymond. Obviously, this is a bad time. I'm just going to take my cake and go home.
Did you need something, Robert?
Oh, no, it's nothing.
What's the matter, Robbie?
No, really, it can wait. It's nothing.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I made lieutenant. I passed the test. I'm going to have to wait till somebody retires, but they're going to promote me.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, Robert. That is great.
Thank you.
Way to go there, son. Lieutenant, that's really up there.
That's very, very exciting news, Robbie. It's very exciting. My son, a lieutenant.
Oh, I am so happy for you. This is really great, Robert.
Thank you, Deb.
Isn't it, Ray?
Yeah, it's great.
Listen, I want his chocolate sauce.
You going straight to bed? You're not gonna watch TV or read or anything?
Can't write. Why should I read? I mean, what's the point, really, huh? What is the point?
Are you finished?
If you're referring to my writing career.
All right. Look, honey, I know you feel bad, and I'm sorry your book's not coming out, but you've got a great job and a family who loves you.
That's what you always say.
Oh. Okay, fine. That's it. I'm done. You just mope away, Mopey.
Hey, look, you don't understand.
I understand. No, I know you want to write a book, and you will. You can dedicate it to your ex-wife, who couldn't take your crap any longer.
That's great. Great. Funny. Why don't you share a laugh over that with your boyfriend, Robert?
All right. So that's it, Robert. That's what this is all about.
No. Did you see him yesterday? Just flaunting his big news right in the middle of my horrible time.
He didn't flaunt it, Ray. We practically had to force him to tell us.
Oh, yeah. Did you force that big, stupid smile on his huge clown face?
You're nuts.
Yeah, and then you go showering him with fancy gifts.
It was a sweater, and it's from both of us.
Yeah, well, I hope it's itchy, because that's the part for me.
Never gets anything, and the one time that he does, what do? You slam the table and you walk out of the room, you big baby.
Yeah, I'm a baby. And you're a baby marrier.
Oh,
All right, I slammed the table. So?
All right, you know, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go over there tomorrow and congratulate Robert on his success, so that at least you can look in the mirror and maybe see an adult.
Hey, at least I don't see what Robert sees when he looks in the mirror. A stupid giant with a new sweater that looks like yarn vomit. I can't even write my own talk. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm watching golf. Mom and Dad aren't here, and I found Bugles.
You like that sweater, huh?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, by the way, thanks a lot, Raymond.
Yeah.
This is a very tricky job.
Yeah, you're welcome. Listen, I want to tell you congratulations on your promotion. You know, that was really something.
Thank you, Raymond. Thank you very much.
Oh. I didn't get a chance to tell you with all the hoopla.
Sure, I understand. By the way, I'm sorry about your book thing.
Yeah.
It's a tough break.
Yeah.
Bugle?
Yeah, Bugle.
Oh, what a shot.
I tell you, Garcia's been hot.
Yeah.
Hey, we should go golfing again soon.
Sure.
That was fun the last time. What did you shoot?
93.
Oh. That's right, because I think I shot an 83. I was 10 strokes better than you. Hey, if you want, you know, the next time we go, I could give you some pointers on your putting.
And I can give you some pointers on your drives.
So we'll go golfing then.
Yes, we will.
If you make it in, $5.
You're on.
Wait a minute. Let's make this interesting. I mean, for $5. All right. $5.
All right.
You owe me $5.
No. You said $5 if you make it in. Like, whoever makes it in gets the money.
That's not what I said.
No, but that's what it means.
Okay, all right. Well, you're going to change it now? All right. All right, first one to get it in makes $5.
Well, that's what I thought it was. Let's go. Was never established.
That's cheating.
You owe me $5.
Oh, okay, you know what? We're even, all right? Because you owe me $5 from before when you missed it, okay? So we're all even.
No. You know what? We're not. You're right. I lost both times. Here's $10. It's not right that you lose everything this week.
This whole time.
Yeah, like you haven't been doing that to me for the past 40 years.
Oh, God, how long are you going to sing that song, huh? You've been acting like a jerk when you just admit it.
Oh, yeah? I'm a jerk? Who is the one who, instead of saying, hey, I'm happy for you, brother, threw a hissy fit and stormed out of the room?
Hey, for your information, if you remember, I said great, okay? All right? And if I was upset, I had a reason to, okay? Because you waited until my lifetime dream got crushed before you made your big announcement.
Oh, yeah? Well, how'd it feel? Because you know what? I hope it felt really bad.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah,
you do?
Yeah, I do. I hope it felt the same way you make me feel every time you prance over to Mom and Dad's to tell them about one of your great accomplishments.
Hey, if I do that, it's because up until now, nobody else had accomplishments.
Well, now someone does. And that's gotta be killing you, huh, Ray?
Shut up!
You know, because I was thinking, Ray, that a lot of books get published that suck. So, for your book not to get published, ooh, that's gotta be off the charts suck. You ripped my sweater.
Good. By the way, the itchy part is from me.
Those are my bugles.
Good thing your mother's here.
Yeah, right.
A whole box of bugles.
Look at this carpet. And the lamp. This is why we can't have nice things.
My back.
Oh, my neck thing.
You too, idiots. I hope you're happy. I have to eat Funyuns now. Marie Funyuns!
We are like idiots.
We have to stop this. You know, Deborah's right. This competing. It's stupid. And your feet stink.
I don't want to compete with you, man.
No, seriously, your feet. You can't smell that?
Why are we like this? Where does this come from?
I don't know.
Look at this place. I just want to say something. You disappoint me, the both of you.
Sorry, Mom.
I'm sorry, too.
And you especially, Robbie.
Me? Why?
Why? Because you should know better. You're the older one.
It's true. You should set an example.
Ha ha ha!
What's the score?
Tie.